Greetings to you all, online and those here as well. We have lived through a long period of time, learning about who we are, a very long period of time. And those of us who have subscribed to different religious traditions have learned about what a spiritual life is, some ways that are similar, some ways that are different. But for a long time now in human history, as we have become more involved with the physical plane of experience, we've come to separate physical matter from spiritual energy. And we've come to think often, not always, but often, of our bodies as physical matter that we are in charge of or take care of, and our souls as spiritual energy that comes from God. So the body has been relegated to a place associated with our life in the world that has been seen for many as separate from their spiritual life. This is not the truth of who we are, and it's not the truth of who God is, because God, by whatever name God is called, is present in all things, everywhere. So we need to reassess how we're looking at our own bodies, because very often we are not treating our bodies as if they are holy. We are not treating our bodies as if they contain the essence of our soul. And that's because we don't yet truly understand that everything is energy, and there is no such thing as physical matter that's separated from the energy that created the universe. There simply is no such thing. When then we look at our bodies as energy and as composed of energy, and quantum physics has pointed us in the right direction to understand the subatomic movement of particles that goes on everywhere, in all of our cells, in all of our molecules, in all of our organs. So we have some inkling being pointed in that direction. But even that is only partial, because we have to understand, beloved ones, that the life of our soul lives in the cells of our body. The life of our soul does not just live in our conscious experience of thought and feeling. It is there. It's true. We experience divine presence. We experience grace. We experience relationship. We experience love as feelings, sensations, perceptions. But the life of our bodies contains the divine essence that is our soul. And it's only when we begin to unify what has been separated that we can begin to perceive this. And let me explain this further. Everything is energy. That which created creation was an energy by whatever name we call it. The Word of God, the sacred Om, the light, however we call that, some formative energy gave rise to creation, gave rise to physical matter. Physical matter is a manifestation of divine energy and intention. There is no separation. We have a choice in this time we are in to begin to reconnect with the sacred in the body, because the energy of divine light is more present to unify our perception now than it has been before, so that we can begin to attune our bodies to the energy of light. And then our consciousness will change, not only through our thinking different thoughts, which is of course important, or having different feelings, but also through experiencing a different amount of energy on a cellular level. We need to make no separation between the energies in our cells and the consciousness we hold. There is no separation. And here's an example of this. Over the last decades, starting from the late 20th century, maybe 1980s, maybe even sooner than that, we began to have awareness of a field of perception that was called mind-body integration. It's been quite a while since that term, mind-body connection, has been part of our mainstream consciousness. Most of us know, and we take for granted, that the mind affects the body. And so we've been taught through various teachings to quiet ourselves, to meditate, to de-stress, to do whatever is needed with our minds so that our bodies will be in a state of greater health. Now, we're at a new stage. We need to understand that the body affects the mind. The mind-body connection has gone a certain distance to tell us how this works. But on a spiritual level, what ancient traditions have conveyed to us, many traditions, that there are imprints from our soul's history. The Sanskrit word is samskaras, but samskaras has translations in many traditions of what we bring into this lifetime from our soul's experience historically. We bring in tendencies, predispositions to act, think, and perceive in a certain way. We bring that into our birth. But where do these tendencies reside? Where? Well, you know from your own experience that they reside somewhat in your thought process because you have thoughts that you've had since you were a child that repeat themselves. But do you know that these thoughts that are repetitive are in your body? They emanate as energies that come from your cells. And that's because thought energy, the samskaras, the predispositions, the things we've inherited, the things that we are desiring to heal in this life, are energies that have solidified, crystallized is the word we use in a purification sense, crystallized, and become fused with our organs, fused, so that the energy from the predisposition that we've brought into this lifetime becomes part of the function or dysfunction of our health, of our organs. Therefore, if we bring more light into our bodies, we change the function of our cells and our organs, and we change our consciousness because we are removing or healing or dissolving, however you want to look at it, those things that are in need of healing from the past, that are residing attached, fused with our cellular structure and our organ structure. You need to examine this within your own consciousness, within your own body, because some of you already know that different organs in your body are related to different feeling states that you have. Some of you already know that. Some of you know that when you have a particular flare-up of something, that it generally goes along with a particular issue, healing need, and so on. Some of you already know that. Do you know that the more light you bring into your body, the more the healing issues that are attached to your organs will come into your consciousness in order to be healed? They begin to separate from where they've been lodged, fused. And this is where we come to the subject of food. Food is not separate from the health of your body, that we know. We know for many, many years now that what we eat is fundamental to the health of our physical body and our organs. We know this. But what we eat now needs to become a consciously related to the spiritual health of our body. How much light are we bringing into our bodies through what we eat? And I include in this question not only what we eat, but the other things that we, being people everywhere, put into their bodies, things that are not good for them, things that are toxic, things that are not natural to the body. And I include in that alcohol and drugs of all kinds, and any other substances that one might be using that are not natural to the body's functioning. The possibility, beloved ones, exists for transforming the physical structure of our bodies through intensifying and accelerating the healing process by understanding the mind-body connection, not just from the mind to the body, but from the body to the mind. That the body is not just a neutral container of something that we call our soul essence. It's not an outline, and inside it is something that shines with light. Yes, inside it is something that shines with light. But that light is potentially in every cell of your body. Your body is meant to vibrate with your soul, with the holiness of your being, and to stop being separated the way it has been historically. And in looking at this translation of mind, body, body, mind, we have to be very compassionate towards ourselves, because this separation of body and the material world from the spiritual world has a very, very long history. And so many of us excuse many things that we do that are not good for our bodies simply because we don't know any better. Because we think our bodies are objects, so we can afford to mistreat them a little without feeling that there are consequences. We are in that frame of mind of that historic separation of treating the body as physical matter. But we are in a new place in our history, or at least we have the potential for being in a new place, and that's to unify our being, to become one with ourselves, not to have separate parts, not to have a body here and a soul consciousness here, not to have a life that has a spiritual compartment and another part of life that doesn't have spirituality in it because we call it practical life or the life of the world. There's no such thing, beloved ones. There's only one life, and the world is in it, and the world's life is in God. And we need to know, what can we do to unify ourselves? Of course, this is a choice. I say we need to know, but it's your choice if you feel that you want to know. And if you feel that you want to know, then you will begin to pay attention to the life of the cells of your body. And where you start thinking that physical reality is separate from spiritual reality, you'll take note of the fact that that's how you're treating life in that moment or in that day, with the illusion that there are two worlds, the spiritual and the physical, the spiritual and the practical, your physical body and your soul. You can do that. But you can also ask yourself whether you're ready to desire to unify your life and your body with your life, and to accelerate then the healing process. Because what you do when you bring more light into your body and into your physical life is you allow light to move through whatever remains that's been fused with physical matter in your body, and you accelerate the healing process that you're in, no matter what condition you've been dealing with. No matter what condition. There is no physical condition you're dealing with that does not have its root cause in spiritual energy. There is none. It may look like it's a physical process, but the root cause is always spiritual energy, because there is nothing that's physical. It's only energy moving through what appears to be physical matter. So again, returning to the subject of food and its relationship to spiritual health, If one were to desire to unify life and to unify one's body and spirit, then the question of how to bring greater amounts of spiritual energy into the body would be an important question. We would ask ourselves, how can I bring more light into my body, not only into my conscious mind, thoughts, feelings, but into my cells? So we would ask ourselves that question. And then we come to the answer, which is fundamental to what I have been writing about, and you may read if you choose to, in the Calendar of Light. Those foods that metabolize sunlight, which is a part of a spectrum of spiritual light, add incrementally more light to our physical cellular structure than foods that are more dense and less light-filled. Spiritual light exists along a spectrum of vibration, from the highest vibration to that which is most dense. Sunlight is along that spectrum. It's the physical manifestation of the higher energies of light. Therefore, foods that carry metabolized sunlight, things that plants, green plants, photosynthesize in concentrated form, bring that spiritual physical light into your body more than other things. And they form a new foundation for adding light to your physical cellular structure. Now, I'm not going to go into the details of that here, because in order to know more about that, I encourage you to look at and take part in the new Calendar of Light and seminar series, which speaks about all of that related to diet and body and sunlight in greater detail than we have time for now. But I ask you to think about where you are in your own consciousness with respect to your own body. Just that. Where you are in terms of however you're conceiving of the spiritual plane and the physical plane. Of course, we're not just talking about your physical body. We're talking about anything. We're talking about physical objects or what you believe about the physical world. So I ask you, in hearing what I'm speaking of, to see where you're still living with this separation of the physical and the spiritual, to see if you can, are ready to, take responsibility for those things that are in need of healing in your body that you've called physical, but are not physical. They are manifesting as physical, but they involve spiritual consciousness that put those things, the energy, into your body in the first place. So you can think and feel to yourself where you are with this, and there are no two individual embodied beings who are the same in terms of the relationship of mind or spirit and body. You are absolutely unique in what you feel as you go through your day, about how you're going through your day. You're absolutely unique. But there are some commonalities. The commonality is that the physical is energetic. Physical is just a denser form of energy. And the commonality is that the energy of spiritual light can penetrate physical matter so that more healing and transformation into a higher level of spiritual consciousness can take place. You get to see where you are with this, and I bless and encourage you for whatever efforts you may make in this direction. May all beings come to recognize the oneness of all that they are, and all that exists as one. May the illusion of separation into the physical, material, and the spiritual be a phase in our common historic pathway that we no longer need to observe, because we've come to a different view of ourselves, one within ourselves and one with God. May it be so for all beings. Amen. Amen.